It's Wednesday, the 4th of June, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is episode 4 of App Talk, my daily podcast, which I'm producing every day during June for the Audio Mo Challenge. I'm talking about one app per day, and today I'm going to talk to you about my current obsession, which is Farmville 2 Country Escape. This is a game developed by Zynga, Z-Y-N-G-A, who are a fairly well-known developer of originally Facebook games, but they have branched out into apps as well. Farmville 2 Country Escape is available on both iOS as a universal app and the Google Play Store for Android devices. It's a free app, but it has in-app purchases, and these purchases range from 69p to £69.99. Farmville, you may have heard of already. Farmville was a very big game on Facebook probably a couple of years ago now. Gosh. Started off as a Facebook game which many, many people played, was very, very popular, and they subsequently developed an app version which never quite lived up to the Facebook original. Farmville 2 is, well, I might call it the long-awaited sequel. I'm sure several people will roll their eyes and go, not more Farmville. but yeah, Farmville 2 is another farming, time management, resource management kind of game. Very much an evolution of Farmville, where Farmville was a Facebook game that was then adapted as an app. Farmville 2 has been developed as a mobile app first, and is also available on Facebook, but it's been primarily marketed and developed as a mobile app. As I said, it's a similar premise. You build a farm, you build fields, you harvest crops, you have animals who produce, you know, cows produce milk and hens produce eggs, and the right combinations of these things in the right buildings will produce you goods, and you can then sell the goods or trade the goods and craft things, explore, and generally waste time. What's good about it, and why is it my current obsession? Well, it's a vast improvement on the original Farmville. The app quality is a lot better, it's a lot more stable, but I'm also finding the game playing a lot better. One of the things I didn't like about the original Farmville was if you didn't harvest the crops quickly enough, they would decay. Which meant that, you know, somebody who plays on a very casual basis like me, I sometimes leave a game for a day or a couple of days, and you go back and you find everything that you were growing has decayed, and that's just no fun. But there's no decay in Farmville 2, which is good. So it's a fun little game. I'm actually quite enjoying it. The bad for me is the in-app purchases. You can purchase in-game currency, and you can also purchase keys, which are things that you enable you to speed up production of things within the game. Like I said, these range from 69p to almost £70, which is a huge amount of money to spend on in-app purchases. I also have a major, major issue with the way they market these in-app purchases. Because when you first go in to buy keys or buy coins, you're given a highlight screen where it shows you three possible options. And there's a big badge on one option that says best value. And if you do the maths, the one that they're pushing at the best as the best value is not what I would describe as best value. I would describe as best value being the lowest price per item. And when I can buy 140 keys for £2.99, I wouldn't want to pay £6.99 for 285 keys. I can do that maths in my head, and it's definitely cheaper to buy two lots of the 140 than it is to buy one lot of the 285. Yet the 285 one is marked as best value. So I have a big issue with that. I don't like the way that's being marketed at all. Obviously, I get the need for in-app purchases. I get that the developers want us to pay for stuff in-app because it's the way that we can, you know, the way that they can make money out of the game. And I get that they've got to make money, but I would much rather see them do it honestly. So what do parents need to know about this app? Well, obviously, I've talked about the in-app purchases already. You really need to be aware of that with kids. It's also got social media connections. It wants to link to a Facebook account or to a Game Center account. If you link to a Facebook account, you've then got the ability to not only send requests to your Facebook friends, but you can also join a co-op within the game, which is a group of other people, and you then get the ability to chat, text chat with your fellow co-op members. So you can, you know, it gives you the ability to connect with strangers in game. It's also got push notifications and it's quite noisy. It likes to keep reminding you that it's there and that you've got things to harvest and it wants to get you back in the game again. For me personally, I don't let my kids play stuff with in-app purchases unless I'm very, very sure about the game, and this is not a game I will let either of my kids play. Just to remind you, I've got a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, and even though that they both have in-app purchases disabled on their devices, I am not comfortable putting a game in front of them which tries so hard to get them to pay for in-app purchases. So if you do have kids who want to play this, I would strongly recommend disabling in-app purchases and making sure that your kids are responsible about in-app purchases and the kind of game that this is. In summary, for me personally, as a busy mum who likes to nip in and out of a game every now and again and keep things ticking over, I'm enjoying it at the moment. But it is one of those, it is what I would call a time-wasting game. There's no real sort of end game goal other than explore, make, find everything. So I'm sure at some point I will just reach a stage where I'm sitting there one day and thinking, you know what, I'm not quite sure why I'm playing this, and I'll probably stop. So I don't know how much life it's going to have, but it's diverting and it's fun at the moment. So there we go, that's my opinion of Farmville 2. All the information given within this podcast is correct at the time of recording, but obviously stuff changes all the time in the App Store, so please check details before making any purchase. You can find all the episodes of App Talk at audioboo.fm/geekmummy, and I'm also cross-posting all of them to my blog as well, which is at geekmummy.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.